Eric Stewart Show on WMAL.
When Donald Trump was running for president, you recall that he took a fairly combative approach in his discussion of the Chinese, the importing of Chinese goods and the overwhelming devaluation of goods based upon the inexpensive creation of those goods in China, meaning people are paid 30 or 40 cents an hour. They can produce goods at a much cheaper cost than it would if in America it costs the same worker $12 to $15 to produce that. You know, and if there's not a tariff on those items coming into America, then you can import a good that would cost in America $50 to make, and in China it might cost $5. You understand the point. A combative relationship with the United States, as foreshadowed in Mr. Trump's threat of imposing tariffs as soon as he takes office, could push China to decide its greater interest is actually letting the yuan find a bottom quickly. Now, if that happens, such a snap depreciation, which analysts guess it could fall 10% or more in one day, would, after the dust settles, create an equilibrium on outflows, stimulate exports, and preserve China's reserves for some other time. But in the process, it would upend global markets and have grown accustomed to China's current currency path. They've allowed the yuan to slowly depreciate over time. If it happens, we could see a shake in the market, but it shouldn't be long-lived. I'm Eric Stewart, and I'll see you next week.
The Eric Stewart Show on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.